good. Tonight, John McBride has been appointed as Assistant Director of Waste Management. John McBride is here. Peter's role was Assistant Director of Community Planning and Performance. His appointment will be on the county desk for a number of months due to the absence of a substantive vote holder. Very well, Johnny. We have good balance. You could be not getting coordination of. You're playing a charge, right?
Maybe we'll bring them down.
You're very welcome, Johnny, to many of which all of them from you all.
Thank you, sir.
Johnny, it's been a happy month. It's been for a while.
Any apologies for any of this?
Yes, sir. In relation to apologies, that pleasure, John Taylor.
Pleasure, Michael Ron.
Sure, I believe
you are. Any other conflicts of interest? No? No.
Do you want me to fill this out there? Is there any problem?
No, I don't. You know, in terms of you, Chairman, yeah. What I wanted just really to bring up, Chairman, was just to advise members and to just get it on the record. I know we'll be bringing more details through the International Committee, but last Thursday I got a contact from the European Northern Executive Office in Brussels, seeking the Council to involve itself in a programme called Urbalac Initiative, which involves 9 cities from Europe and 9 cities from Latin America, looking at sustainability and environmental improvement. We're keen to actually involve ourselves, given the Council's work in terms of recycling and indeed in terms of waste management and indeed sustainability within the Council. This is the 4th edition of the programme, and it will last from May 2018 to September 2019. The Council will be the only Northern Ireland city involved in the programme, which involves all cities such as Bordeaux, Genoa, Edinburgh, and a number of Latin American cities. The cost of the programme is, there is no cost to the Council, it means us involving ourselves in a number of forums, 5 to 6 meetings a year, at which all the costs of the Council's attendees, the 2 representatives to attend each of the meetings, cost and flights will be covered if they want to get us involved in the discussion. And primarily, the 4th edition is looking at the whole issue of the circular economy, which members will know is very important in terms of brown waste and blue waste, and indeed a lot of stuff is discussion around the whole Act 21 and the whole provision of waste management strategy around Act 21. So I think it's a great initiative. There is no cost to the Council, no need for councillors paying, but to be invited by through the Northern Ireland Executive Office and through the UK Office in Brussels to be involved into it. And I'm recommending, Charlie, that we do get involved in it and bring more detail. We need to make a submission into it, but at this point in time, this seems more than a formality at this point in time.
Yeah, sure, given the committee we had earlier on, which chaired, you know, we did have a discussion around the global impact of waste and what, you know, it seemed very opportune actually at this point. So I propose we investigate this, Chair, and see what we can do with it.
Sure, happy to second. I think it would be a good learning experience and share information and knowledge. Happy to second. Mm-hmm.
Did anybody else want to comment? No?
Well, Chairman, we proceed. We're very quick turnaround. We need to get an application in this week to get confirmation. I think actually the first meeting is in Genoa in the middle of December, so it's literally it's full steam ahead. But I just wanted this first opportunity we really got, and because it's very much falls in the remit of this committee, I'm going to plug it in the international relations and tell them we've done that as well, because it keeps our whole international engagement together in the one committee. I'll do that, Chairman.
Good news and no cost. Terry?
Well, thanks so much, Chair. I do concur with the comments of the previous speakers. I think it's a perfect opportunity to showcase how we do things here, so to go in the head those who've supported it so far. So thank you very much, Ian, for bringing it to our attention.
Item number 3 now, the action sheet. Just have a copy of it down in front of you. So if there's any issues you feel you need to pick on, don't forget to indicate. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9. Nothing of that. Treasurers, any issues there? No? That's kind of, we'll just move quickly on to this. On to the next item on the agenda, which is the minutes of the meeting held on the 17th of October. Yeah, so did your assessment of Director of Business Plans and rolling this over to you.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, the details there, so this is the business plan which the committee would have agreed earlier on this financial year. So mid year assessment sets it progress today and pulls the staff, so you can see as that mainly a mixture of green and orange on the right first. The details of where we currently are set out in the report, so I'm happy to take any questions, Chair.
Just don't want to re-read this, if we...
Red takes a million on it. Target or objective not achieved and likely to achieve, so it just means that we're slightly held back on this, and hopefully we'll be caught up, Chair. Happy to take any questions.
Are there no questions? On to item number 5. How are your arrangements? Christmas, your names over you?
Sure. I'll have to help, Chair. The papers for information, just for Christmas and New Year coming up, just to inform members what the holiday arrangements will be for refuge collection, Civic and Energy Place, and also I think for the event of any guys. And then just for information, so it will be communicated with the site and the press and up on our website.
Okay, that's important. Maybe we get to know what's happening.
Sure. Yes, sir, this is a recent item this week, it was with timetables on. And the recent, I don't know if it's probably this venue or not, I was just jumping to the meeting, only recent three calendars. So, as I know that when my year is relevant, some of the procedure. Yearly calendars for the 18-19 no traction schedule, and I'm just wondering what stage are we at and get them circulated to the public.
Hey, yes, yeah, I can ask. A question was raised at Stoke Castle earlier this month. We are due to issue into Canada when we get the new Bluefin contract on Stoke on the 1st of April next year. So we also feel it's not prudent to print tens of thousands of calendars. However, we have printed a limited number, so they are available on the press and they'll also be available online through digital, so we can make them available so rather than print every single one. So, that's what's prudent to hold off at this point, Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you,
Chair.
On to building
control and licensing. Sure. Well, I just realised we didn't get a proposal sent up for item number 4, which is the material testing, or the holiday arrangements, could you put a proposal in the second of the vote? Thank you.
On to building control and licensing, item number 6, street clearing, designations, Edwin.
Thank you, Chair. The Council have received a request to designate a site for street clearing of Oriel Drive and Downpatrick. The location is contained in your appendix there. Following the advertising of the local paper and our consultations with the Department for Infrastructure and DSNI, there have been no objections. Currently, there are no streets designated for street clearing within Oriel Drive. I sought clarification in relation to items for trading in this particular, and it will be household items, for example, milk, bread, etc. There's our recommendation that members approve the designation of Oriel Drive for street trading. Happy to take any questions.
Thank you. Well, thank you for being here.
The usual snapshot of reports. Chair, I'm happy to take any questions that members may have.
Anything for the good of me ahead over? Councillors, no?
I don't know why you're making me ask that, but at least I know we're in a workshop. And I was struck by the large number of items on tomorrow's planning committee meeting. There's only been nine items on the agenda. I thought with the way things were going, we were well intent on getting backlogs. And I'm not trying to voice up on the planning committee members, but I thought we would have a lot more items on the planning committee agendas to deal with the backlog. But, you know, maybe it's the way things have been scheduled or whatever, but I just thought that there were only nine items or so on the agenda, probably we've been seeing more on in light of the emphasis that's been put on care backlogs.
It would have been our intention to bring a couple of very major applications to the November committee, but at the last minute we had issues that arose with the processing of those applications. For example, amended plans being submitted at the very last minute, which may or may not be designed to frustrate the process, but it has the inevitable consequence of delaying progress. And similarly, we've had some issues with some of our consultees with the kind of advice that's been coming back. And unfortunately, as a result of that advice, applications have been delayed. That's why there's a significant gap in the agenda that we're bringing forward tomorrow. There's two or three big applications still by the website at a very good stage.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay. Move on. Thank you very much. Yeah, we need a full here on that support. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much for that, Councillor. Item number 10, report on bus shelter at Colley McCann Road, Scott Allen House. Here, that's your agenda, Tim, right?
Thank you, sir. There's been a urgent request from authorities to be given for the bus shelter at Colley McCann Road and Spa in Ballinahan to be relocated. Should the planning conditions request them to receive an application by the council's planning, an application was received by the council's planning department for the erection of new dwellings and garages at east of 71 Dunmore Road in Spa. The applicant has advised us that in order to comply with these conditions as part of the planning application, that the bus shelter is required to be moved to ensure visibility displays and any forward sight lines being adhered to. The recommendation is in principle for the council to agree to remove with the bus shelter and to allow this development to proceed, subject obviously to satisfactory proof that it's in a plan and it's not that it's indeed part of the planning requirement. So should the bus shelter be removed, then its replacement will be subject to the new site meeting requirements of the council of bus shelter policy chair.
Anybody looking in there?
In reading this, the resource that we're getting is £4,000, is that the new bus shelter? And obviously, it depends on whether a bus shelter is needed, but I'm just, if you remove this bus shelter, does that make us liable for the £4,000? Sure, thank you.
Sure, yes, the current bus shelter is actually a breakfast bus shelter, so it can't actually be relocated. So, should it be relocated, or should a new bus shelter be required, we would be putting up one of the newer bus shelters. And it would have to be put up, obviously, at a different location to ensure the visibility is cleared.
So there's a cost of... Did you hop in off that, Andy? Want to come back in on that?
We're looking to just agreement in principle to allow this development to proceed for us to remove the shelter. Whether or not we decide to put it back up again will be subject to taking it through as a new request and a bus shelter policy. And that will require us to first of all determine whether there's a continuing need for the shelter to be there, that there's not people actually using the shelter. So if we find that there's not enough people using the shelter, then that we'd be calling back to yourself and saying, well, there isn't a need here no longer, so therefore we wouldn't be recommending to put the bus shelter back up. The other things we'd have to admit is that TNI would have to be content with our new location. Again, if we find that they're not content and there's no other suitable location, again, it would fail on that aspect as well. So we will be coming back to the committee here with a final decision on whether or not the bus shelter goes there or not. What we're looking for here is to be able to go back to the applicant and say to them, in principle, we agree that we will remove the shelter in order for your development to proceed. Now, we did discuss with the applicant's solicitor whether they would be prepared to pay a part of the cost if we did decide to relocate the shelter, and the answer we got back was that they felt that there was no longer a need for bus shelter there, and therefore they would not be prepared to pay any contributions towards relocating the bus shelter.
Thank you, Chair. So I'm happy enough to proceed to the recommendation. I mean, I think it's presented that, as I said, the shelter staying there as long as if it is needed, it was replaced on the other. I mean, if the shelter is in somebody's way, that shouldn't be. I mean, it's rather than them doing what they should be able to do. I mean, say we put it in the wrong place, but it's not suitable for that. So, happy enough. Thank you.
Sure. Chair, I have never seen anyone stand with that bus shelter. It's an old brick built one, grown up with ivy, and looks derelict looking to me. And you know, I'd be totally shocked and surprised if there is any need for it. I can't ever see it meeting the transit criteria for usage.
Sure.
Yeah. So I'm happy enough to go along with the recommendation as well.
Request for a bus shelter Drummond Road on the main Arbor Road. So it happened to be accosted by the same guy who took me all those months ago, and he pointed out to me that there's a only newer type bus shelters on the same side of the road, maybe 300 metres, 400 metres closer than I'm at. That's not used. I know that for myself because I've been down that way quite a few times and I've yet to see anybody standing at it. Some of the newer agile types. And he's just wondering what became of the application. He said there wasn't a need for it, or?
Yeah, it was considered under the policy, and it failed on the ground that there wasn't sufficient usage at that bus stop. The data we got that from Transit. In relation to the other site, I'm not familiar with it, but it's something that we can look at. It may be a site that has not been put up by the council. It could have been one that has been placed by Transit.
Absolutely, I think it was. Yeah. I think grass is going around it now.
Yeah.
You ever know something, David? You ever travel that road? That you bus shelter from this heading towards Armagh? Past the Drummond Road?
Yeah.
There's a brand new shelter there, probably half a mile away from the location where that guy had requested that would be considered.
Who's going to see each other on that?
But I've never seen that, but then I'll be, you know, the 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 7 o'clock, coming back, very sort of thing. I've yet to see anybody there. And it could be something what the idea is, but it's not used, put up by Transit, but for that new restructuring of that whole road, if you remember,
yeah.
A number of years ago.
Yeah.
And never used. It's well worth taking a view on it, see what happens. Is it used or not?
Yeah, well, we can first of all confirm whether it is ours or whether it's Jonathan's. Mm-hmm. And it could be, as Councillor Taylor or myself, Chair, has said, that it was installed as part of a road scheme, mm-hmm. And therefore did not go through the normal process of determining the traffic was normally go through, where we would actually look to see whether there was an actual need or not. Mm-hmm. So perhaps it was put in for that reason as part of the scheme rather than to meet a specific need.
I think Charlie's right, Charlie's right, and I think the location where it's going to just isn't
no.
But there is quite a few streets that go to the last stretch of road, but
yeah,
there's a shelter is up, it should have been pretty there further off.
So, towards
what
Europe.
We're talking about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right, are you finished here? Right? Yes. Problem. Item number 12 now, you're trying to answer the weeds for operating towards. Sorry? Sorry, number 11. The view of operation of household recycling centre, same.
Thank you. Remember, we have a background to the report. We have, Charter just, we have 10 such community sites. There's 7 in the Murray Legacy and 3 in the Down Legacy. This review, as we have proposed, will be the first review since the new council has come together. And if we look at how to standardise how we run the sites, we look at opening hours, we look at entrance and usage. I think it's important to point out that we talk about reviewing waste, and here at these sites, 25% of the waste that we actually take and deal with at the council comes through these sites, so it's important to talk about what we do and how we manage it. The report details areas that we will be examining. They're listed on the second page of the report. I don't propose to put them unless members want to raise any issues, but we do point out in a small table that we do propose to target to try to seek the amount of waste for disposal at our Down Legacy sites. There's an imbalance in the amount of waste going through the sites, and certainly we'll consider that down to the different entrance and usage policies. So the recommendations, Chairman, are detailed. One, that we do finalise and undertake a review for the HRCs to meet the key issues listed above. And number two, that an anticipated savings that we will make by better redistributing waste in the sites, that be anticipated in the waste estimates as a saving going forward. Thirdly, to facilitate the completion and scope of the report, it's recommended that Council do consider and approve a number of principles. We do collect in the Newry Legacy some elements of commercial waste. We do not collect commercial waste or allow commercial waste at the Down Legacy, but we do believe that there is room to have one commercial waste site, or one site that will accept commercial waste, and we propose that it will be at the new Down Civic Community site at Flying Horse Road. There will of course then be charges for anyone that is distributing or is leaving commercial, the allowed commercial waste at that site. The report also, we look at standardising opening hours that will make best recommendations for the use of the sites, and also that we consider any staffing issues. Now, we do propose to try to make sure that is one of no additional cost. Recommendation to ensure that waste receiving protocols are harmonised across the District Council. Items that we may consider might be height restriction barriers, bags to be opened before the waste can be sorted, can be deposited. Issues with a standardised policy. With regard to our staff, we do want to look at safeguarding practices. Some of these changes that we will be making will no doubt generate some possibility for confrontation. We do want to manage that, and we certainly propose to bring back a number of policies or recommendations of how we're going to do that. In relation to IME, at the Murray Legacy site, we currently accept rubble, a small amount, 25 kilograms. That's an issue that is not, an item is not allowed in the Down site. Factually, it comes into the site, but really what we want to do now is allow it, and we will stream it into a proper rubble disposal skip. So another principle we want you to approve. Proposal to be brought forward to provide clarity in respect of waste received from charities and other groups is an item that has been raised several times by members, and we want to get clarity brought from it. And lastly, we have been meeting and involving with RAP, and this is a recycling group, and in conjunction with the GERA. Now, we consider that there will be communications grant available to help us roll out a communication strategy of what, how we go forward with the site, and we anticipate that we will secure some funding there. Now, very definitely in our communication strategy, we will be trying to change the perception of the site. These sites will no longer be perceived as being junk. We will be promoting them as household recycling centres. So, Chairman, yes, members have any questions?
Refresh your chart, this is made over the way.
Chair, thanks for that. Liam, thanks for the report. I think it's a very opportune time for the Brennan report, particularly in regards to we have weather expressions interest for the reuse and upcycling of appropriate materials for charities. I think it's so appropriate time that comes at the same time. I'm glad to hear about the communication strategy, because I think that's very important. It's important to know obstacles that are placed in the way of the public, you know, who want to recycle, and particularly in regards to the scourge of dumping we have right across the district. Even with all the civic media sites and recycling centres, you know, people are still dumping materials, and this scourge, you know, has to end. Just in agreement in regards to the terminology, you know, in regards to recycling centre, people still have it in their mind that, you know, you'll see it in Facebook, what time's the dump open? You know, the dump is closed today. There's still that in their head and the terminology. So it's important we do have that communication strategy or marketing campaign to change that ideology that they have. The commercial recycling in the down end, I think that's very important also. And particularly, I think we need to look at the permits that I've used before in regards to permits for white vans, people who have taken materials from householders, tilts of community sites. There has to be some sort of allowance for these people there taking repairs, recycling materials to the recycling centre. So there has to be some way that they can do that on behalf of particularly vulnerable people who don't have transport and stuff, that they're allowed to do that and they're not banned from the sites, which is happening at present. So I would like that, you know, to be included in regards to this. It's really frustrating for members of the public when the recycling centres are open and when they land up with particularly garden waste, they land up and the skips are full and then they have to back home with the materials. That causes a lot of frustration. They've done the garden or whatever and they put the materials into the trailer and headed up the road and they have to get back home. You know, so that does cause frustration and it probably reduces the amount of recycling because people get fed up and say, I'm not going back up. You know, so it's something we need to look at in regards to that. The rubble issue, again, there was that disparity between the old Newry Morton Council and then the Down Council. People are saying, sure, you're taking the rubble off the road, so it's good to harmonise that as well. It's like a small job, people are doing kitchens and the small bits of masonry and stuff like that, so, or they're doing a bathroom, you know, and they're recycling the materials out of it. So I think it's important that we do have that harmonised across the district. So I propose we accept the recommendation.
Some of our councillors will indicate, I'll take it in the order that they have indicated. Terry, your first name, Harry, and then.
Thanks very much, Chair, and welcome to the report. I know we had a good meeting earlier on this afternoon with the SWAG group, the SWWD, and a lot of points that in the paper we were discussed about. And I do welcome the. I know the councillor talked before he spoke about the likes of furniture being left in the recycling centre, because I know in this previous committee, the previous meeting back in November 17, that we did raise about Charlie Goodson did probably going to come along or whatever, but and I know it's good to see that they'll get the opportunity of getting their hands on the furniture or whatever. I do welcome, you know, the broad brunt of it and in relation to permits and stuff, that maybe there could be an incentive scheme that, you know, that maybe people have required permits and maybe have to pay for them, because they could get an incentive to buy the block bit of permits, so that it does kind of rate. It's just, again, as I said, education is the key, and maybe emphasizing driving into schools and, you know, youth clubs and facilities across the district, because that's where the money starts. is with the young people, and young people of the home say that they say should we do this or that or the other, mm-hmm. but I do work in the paper and I do step in the papers themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Thank you, Chair.
Just to say, I talk of the paper as well, and I think it's great when useful stuff can be reused. It's a win-win situation for everybody, so there's no dragons on at all. It's good. Thank you. So.
Tommy?
Yeah, no, just to echo all this in general, but also just the amendment of the chapter all, I think, would be a real bonus, because that's sort of what we see. Like a lot of time in that trouble, so someone that I can actually be taken would be, I think we should sort to get around that scourge. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chairman. And just in relation to Robbo, I just want to point out that 25 kilograms is not very much.
No, I don't know. Yeah.
So just the same, when you say Robbo, it's just, well, a very small amount, and often that will be the same, well, it will be the few.
So we have proposed by Councillor Whitecrack and seconded by Councillor Terry Andrews. We proceed with this. Okay, happy with that? Item number 12, financial reprofiling. That's over to you, Rowan.
Yes, thank you, Chair. We've set the details of existing provision within your capital program. What was supposed to be key projects that a lot of that money was for was for the chapel and restoration of John McKerry landfill site, which may be completed. So there is some additional funds there which we were proposing to reallocate to projects within the waste management field, some critical projects which hopefully you will see there. So we're requesting approval to reallocate or reprofile the capital programme to be able to undertake those projects within your existing programme.
Helping up that, Councillor Proposer, proposed by Councillor Jarrett, Councillor Stokes, and Councillor Craig. On to correspondence received, number 15, letter from DFI Respring. Rowan, that's you again.
Thanks, Chair. Yes, obviously, members will recall that we brought correspondence last month, received from DFI. At that point, I put them back to them and asked them for more details exactly when the restraint would be undertaken. This is the response that we have received. In addition, members were aware that full council earlier this month, there was a proposal that we would wait to them the secretaries to that letter has now went in addition to this correspondence to try and get some clarity of what's going to happen next year for the restraint within the district by DFI. So at this point, is it so annoying and happy to take any questions?
Right. Thanks very much, Chair. I know on previous occasions that concerns have been raised about the weeks plan and our country, and I do take on board the financial constraints from which the Department of Infrastructure has been placed with the funding, no intake, but the solid working full swing. But I know we did raise issues about weeks plan and about, you know, a lot of us as councillors would get contacted by constituents about, you know, weights and, you know, and some people in Kelly a couple of years ago, some of these were even taller than me. But, you know, I think that realistically that there should be a joined up approach between the different agencies and to try to come together with a common sort of a common front, because I know a lot of the issues stem back to pre-McCrory. That was pre-72, whenever the county council was responsible for everything. And then whenever McCrory came in, the house executive was set up, the councils were set up, the road service was set up, so as a result, you had streams of confusion. And also, in relation to that, I think maybe, as I did raise issues too, about clerks and staff, that we should have more clerks and staff on the ground, around the estates and around our towns, and probably making up the weeds in the bud by getting in between cars and other things. So maybe an action from that we could write back to DFI and say that we not have a joint up approach with housing side of councils and yourselves to see where we can take this.
Is there any reason that you're on the theater?
Hey, sure, well, listen, I've said it's not something many weeks. Hey, to me, I'm not that tall now.
So we can't grow that much.
But, listen, there's nothing new in this correspondence from what we see yet. What I can understand is this bad weather we're talking about. Where were they? this summer. This is any different board previously. It was one of the best summers we had in years. And yet they're claiming that the weather was one of the reasons as to why they couldn't complete the program. You know, there's something not right, something not adding up here. And again, whilst we can't, you know, resolve that now, I think, you know, next year, obviously, I'm concerned because it's not just in your areas, all the areas across the district. I've never seen this ballot over the summer. It's disgraceful, to be honest. People are having to write themselves actually to do the work. You know, and people, you know, you encourage people to take pride in where they live and where they live. But some of the work they were having to do was, you know, ridiculous. You know, the tidy where they live and where they were even. Just general areas, but it's just this thing with the weather. I can't understand this. You know, it's
I think the leaves are the real. From a two spread, you used to spread twice, and then they moved to the one spread at all, and then moved to one spread. You know, so I think for next year, it's not much we can do. This is past. Next year we'll have to look at. And it's like us, particularly now with community planning stuff. You know, we need to be working more collectively in regards to dealing with these issues. And our schedule, if you know what the schedule is for the DFI roads, where they're going to do the particular areas. And then it's looking at our schedule of mechanical sweeping. You know, make sure we're getting it right as well. Because you can run some areas and there are a lot more weeds and grass. And when I say working class, there's a lot more weeds and grass in working class than there is in affluent areas. I don't know if they're sweep more or is the working class areas not, you know, they're not sweep as much. I'm not sure. I've been in some of these and never seen a sweep in them. So I think we need to look at all those schedules, because when you talk to DFI, there's proper sweeping of the areas that you would have non-germination of the seeds, and then you would have less weeds growing. You know, so I think we have to take a look at ourselves as well. You know, are we doing everything we can do? Have we got enough sweepers, mechanical sweepers in our department, you know, and moving all together in a collective fashion? No point hammering them all the time. We need to work together. You know, resources are limited. Austerity is causing more resources to be cut. You know, so we need to work smartly and work together in a collaborative way.
Yeah, as I was going to say, sorry, I'm going to interrupt the way to start. It's an issue. We've always the issue. And I told the story at the last meeting we were at here about an R Street coming 200 yards long. Not the state, anybody knows it. Obviously, St. Joe's. I was leaving the house up on the brow of the hill to get up all the way on the road, just as the guy came around the corner in the corner, steering one hand and spraying the other hand. By the time I stopped the car, he was out to get four of them. His tail lights are just disappearing around past number one Douglas Street. So, never actually had a four of them. That was the last day I ever seen it of it. And then I'm out about in Newry all the time, I'm like crying on a member off the road. So, they didn't do it for a minute in terms of the field visibly. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Do we need a proposer and seconder for it? I don't know, just noted.
I propose to put all of this function.
Right. Now we're coming on to a number of restricted items. If you don't mind, members of the press. Items 15, 16, and 17 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3, part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, NI 2014. Information related to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public may by resolution be excluded from these items of business. Very good, that's it. Yeah, over there, the correct action sheet. Do we have a proposal or second for that? And John.
He's not
familiar. Excuse me. He's not a deep breath after all that.
He's made it every
week. John,
right, so.
I just noticed one thing here. There's no something else here. Is there selection teams in the middle of it or
something? No. Oh, it hasn't been held yet. But I haven't pulled the party while I'm doing it, so. It's a pain in the heels, I think, so. I'm happy not.
Only a
Joey's there. The light fixing our seat. To start, people who open it. Hello, could you? Items 15, 16, and 17 are exempt for the very reason I laid out to start. So, item 15, unit to the square and 1 point. All right, here's the proposal of second and the session. Sorry about that, David and Jared. Proposal of Councillor David Taylor, seconded by Jared Gray, would agree to approve the recommendation outlined in section 14 of the report dealing with Sandy from the Bamber. So, if you feel well, to approve the extension of the lease for extending County 6 of Unit 2 to Square 1 point for a further 5 years, based on the information contained in the report, and also to approve seeking expressions of interest for Unit 1 at 1 point Square to be leased out as a retail unit. Item number 16, Part 21, Revenue Costs. On the proposal of Councillor Dermot Curran, seconded by Councillor Jack Day, agreed to approve the recommendation outlined in Section 3 of the report dated 20 November 2018, to agree to the Council contribute to Part 21 costs over the next 3 years, period from 2019-20 to 21-22, as per Appendix 1, circulated with the report. Item number 17, 5-year capital budget plan for equipment vehicles. On the proposal of Councillor Kerry Anderson by Councillor Jennifer Spaddy, is agreed to approve the recommendation outlined in Section 3 of the report dated 20 November. Approve the recommendations to replace 4 existing refuse collection vehicles in 2018-2019. Approve the recommendation to replace these vehicles by utilising the ESPO purchasing framework 2015 direct award at the cost outlined in paragraph 11. Paragraph, sorry, 2.1, and these vehicles are the lead up to mention all the vehicles. Right? Mm-hmm. And 3, approved recommendation of future changes in vehicle replacement priorities can be undertaken by council officers. Oh. Without the need for RTS and NS, neighborhood service committee approval, subject to changes remaining within the 5-year capital vehicle replacement budget. Will be helping out for that? Aspect of the transfer?
If I can come back in there, Chair, previously in August report you approved that officers could make changes to your formality during the vehicles forward and back in terms of the year of purchase and make slight changes to the specifications as long as they didn't outside the capital purchase. So this is just asking the change so we can come back.
The capital's always in the detail.
That's
Thanks very much. That's good. Thank you.